people suck the ass of the Whore of Babylon. I don't do politics because I don't understand it. Them. Whatever. Is politics plural or singular? It's all their fault. Its fault. Whatever. Politicians are so confused they don't know whether they're fucked or snake bit. Here's an example. Kansas is like 99% Republican, right? We're supposed to be all conservative and all that. We've been conservative since God was born. The last time Democrats controlled our legislature was when, like, Shakespeare made his American tour. Or maybe it was Oscar Wilde. Anyway, we're supposed to be governed by all these fiscally conservative, responsible adults. So why do we have a $500 million deficit? I know what you're thinking. A $500 million deficit isn't that much. Wait a sec. Our total state general fund is only $6 billion. Our total budget with federal dollars is $12 billion. California's deficit is bigger than our total budget. A $500 million is kind of big for us. For a state run by fiscal conservatives, it's funnier than a dead terrorist fart. We can't blame Democrats. Yes, our last governor was a Democrat, but he used to be a Republican. In fact, he was chair of the state Republican Party. The governor before him was a moderate Democrat, so we can't blame her. The governor can't spend a dime anyway. I think it was Led Zeppelin who said, "People deserve the government they get, and they deserve to get it good and hard." Or maybe it was H.L. Mencken, but who cares? The English word politics comes from the Greek word polis, which means guys standing around leaning on poles. The meaning gradually came to include women in the late 19th century, about the same time women began to participate in sex. Before that time, women would prepare the sex and serve it to the men and then return to the kitchen for a smoke while the men partook. By the turn of the 20th century, however, women had become so interested in sex that they accidentally found themselves inextricably involved in politics. The last hope of political reform by intelligent human beings was gone forever. The real problem is that all people suck the energy from the universe. We are greedy, self-pitying beasts who just want to clone ourselves by merging erogenous zones with other greedy, self-absorbed organisms. I'm not really this angry. I'm just feeling more like writing invective today rather than satire. Invective can be funny with the proper dose of hyperbole thrown in. Like the dead terrorist fart thing. It's horribly abusive language, and there's nothing funny about the dead terrorist. He probably went to hell, and that's sad. But if his corpse cuts a fart, that's funny. See? If he farted really loud at the funeral, it would be even funnier. See? And the overarching irony of conservatives bitching about overspending that they caused themselves? What's funnier than that? I'll try to think of something.